And welcome back to JR Sunday. We're here, Midnight Golf, college, career, and beyond. A great program for kids and just leadership across Southeast Michigan and Detroit. Our next guest is one that I pursue. This story is so fascinating to me that I wanted to get the gentleman who whose mind just works in amazing ways and comes up with solution after solution. This one here is related to concrete, and it's a mixture that the mad scientist here put together, Dr. Biljan. It's good to have you with us from Michigan State University. You're a professor over there. You have some students working with you, and wow, what did you create?
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. This is my first time radio interview. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're doing great so far. No one could tell.
Thanks. Thanks.
Talk about what I read, and I was so fascinated by it. I called over to your PR office and I said, "Is there any way I can get him on the show? Because it's revolutionary what you've developed."
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So, we have developed a concrete that we call the bendable concrete and the self-heating. Self-healing bendable concrete. And the key is that it flex instead of crack, unlike the conventional concrete, and it can heat, bend, and heal itself.
And like right now, how much space do you have covered with this material where you're start? I'm assuming you're starting to test it in different ways.
Yes. We had the lab result, looks very promising. So we transfer into the deployment. And we place four different kind of design on the campus of Michigan State University and try to see how this will behave across the winter. And you know, the Michigan winters everyone's facing, and the millions of Michiganers will see the similar kind of winters all over the state. And this is how we get data, we get some information, and we can move from there.
So, hey, Bill, this is Bob Krause. I know the pronunciation of your name. I don't want to butcher it, but I'm just going to call you Bill so my show notes say it.
No problem.
So what was the drive behind this? I mean, immediately when I heard this, first of all, Joe Neal brought it to my attention last night on the phone.
Right.
And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, my God, this is bendable concrete. Like, I thought of the San Francisco Bridge. Like, earthquake-proof, I mean, everything. I mean, hurricane proof. I mean, what was the drive behind that? Was that the drive? I mean, to make it to save lives?
Of course, you're right on the point. So the first thing we were thinking is, concrete has to be used with a steel reinforcement. Why they have used to a metal? Because concrete is very strong in compression, like in compress it, but very weak or very brittle under the tension of flex. So what if a concrete can behave more like a metal, ductile but not brittle, and care for itself in the cold? Like the idea came from living here in the winter in Michigan. So that is how this all the things coming from together. And because this concrete flexed and form very small micro cracks, thinner than human hair, and it can self-heal itself.
Unbelievable.
And then
it is.
this is amazing, without giving trade secrets away or anything, is there like little elements that you whip in there that creates the heat, that allows it to self-heal, that allows it to be flexible in a way? Is it
Yeah. We have several different kind of formulations. Of course, that is IP sensitive, but
Don't
we're
give
trying to
the
get.
recipe out right now,
Only
Bill.
another Spartan would try to pull this off.
No.
We
This is
try
it.
different kind of formulation, different recipes, and see how it works over the winter.
You know what comes to mind is those little hand warmers when you just snap them together and then all of a
Right.
sudden they warm. I mean,
Right.
it's probably something, obviously, a little bit more.
You're trying to
You know.
get him to say what's in there?
Well, yeah, I
No.
I will tell you how it
Yeah,
behaves. How about that?
I've heard
So,
that.
like for example, that if the weather now is 40 degrees outside, you have sunshine, you have a little bit warmer than the cold, and the concrete itself will absorb those energies and store them. And when the temperature drops to freezing temperature, and it starts to release it, and that's how it self heals. It doesn't really cost anything. It just takes energy from the environment and releases back.
So if you have this in your driveway, as it develops and becomes available for either personal or commercial use, is your driveway, if there's a light dusting, is it enough heat stored where it actually takes the snow off the concrete?
We Yeah, definitely. We hope that the concrete could be produces safer roads to all of us,
Yeah.
and especially the ice. The first thing, the most dangerous part is ice. If the ice could be melted in the first place, then it's really, really can improve the safeties and the care about the drivers.
Well, I hope President Guskowitz has taken really good care of you up there, because this
I
is
was going to say, you hope we have a crack
this is
security team
phenomenal
following
He
you.
attended the event. So we installed this thing on campus, and he was the one inaugurated the event. I was really grateful for
Great.
the entire university support.
I know your warm-up band today was Tom Izzo, and I think you're somewhat of a basketball fan and a Tom Izzo fan.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. I actually have a basketball right now with me. I was like, if I'm in the studio,
Well,
I'd
let's
probably
get him
ask
to
him
sign
to.
that for you. We'll cook you up and get that thing signed for you.
I think Coach Izzo is going to want a piece of concrete signed
I think so
next.
too.
I
Yeah.
do have a cornerstone that has a Spartan logo on it. That is beautiful. I would like to show, I mean, switch exchange with Coach Izzo.
Well, we can make sure that happens. Your thoughts on the team? You're watching this year. They beat Kentucky. They beat Arkansas. They're off to
Oh, I
Florida.
watched it. Yeah, I watched
Yeah.
it. I watched it. And last year, I actually went to Atlanta to saw the final eight games.
That's amazing.
That was a
Maybe
beautiful game.
we could get a court made with this concrete, and we could play a game on it and really bring some promotion around.
I mean, it's
I
all
would like
about.
to have one that in the loading dock that will have large loading, and we can tell that this kind of concrete really can sustain a very heavy loading.
And Bill has no vision beyond
Yeah,
our foresight here.
nobody does anything alone, and you've had help with others, including students. What's the creative process been like? You have this, but you have others, I'm assuming, that help you along the way with some of the research.
Definitely, research is not one person's effort, it's one team. So more like a basketball, you play as a team. So my students, they're really innovative, they're really hands-on. They try their best to try to see how to make those concrete. And they try different kind of methods. And in order to minimize those kind of manufacturing process interruptions, we would like to have existing infrastructure that could produce those concrete. My student tried all kinds of existing ones and find it a very optimized way that we could have produced this concrete in a very efficient way. So I cannot thank them enough for that. And we have five students right now in our lab, and one of the former students actually has helped one of the PhD students working on that.
That's
And
incredible.
I think, I think MSU is quite a campus that could provide those opportunities. And the campus itself is a living laboratory that we can actually test things on.
I always say Michigan State University is the University of the State of Michigan.
Le leaders in oh, leaders
There's
in
only
best,
one
right?
person I've ever heard say that.
Yeah. The last thing before I let you go, Bill. When can we sus expect to see this product, either in a driveway, you mentioned loading docks, and eventually into the road systems?
I think we see this deployment that on MSU campus, we would like to collect some data over the winter. And of course, we want to do some optimizations. And we actually have reached out by several venture capitals talking. Hopefully, we could have some information. We could see how this could lead to commercialization. And MSU Innovation Center is really, really helpful. They actually helped us to spot what kind of things we could do in the next step. Especially concrete is one of the largest, second largest use in the whole world, second to water. Think about that. So a lot, even a little bit innovation is tremendous already, let alone that innovation is tremendous.
You're another reason why we say Spartans will. We're also proud of the work you're doing, and I can't wait to watch it continue. It's incredible work that's being done up there in East Lansing. Thanks, Bill, for joining us here on JR Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Welcome.
Thanks.
I will definitely come back and after I get some more data about that.
This would be great, and we'll hook you up with Coach Izzo too. So we appreciate you so much. We'll be back here on JR Sunday at College, Career, and Beyond, Midnight Golf. It's so much easier for me to say that right after this break in the top of the hour.